רב, רב שמואל שפירא. רב שמואל שפירא.
The last thing we covered was shaitels.
What?
The last thing we covered was shaitels.
Yeah, yeah, we're still talking about shaitels. Yeah. So Rav Shmuel, he had a beautiful mashal, a parallel, right? Between parable, right? That's confused, right? The beautiful parable between the pritzus that's in the street and the pritzus of wearing a shaitel. Pritzus also. When the Rabbanit Fuchs, I daven with her sons every day, right? She's the daughter of Rav Shmuel. Rabbanit Fuchs.
So what happened with the shirak?
Like, no, I don't know if it worked out or not. But he let it go through. But anyways, when she became to the age of Shiduchim, his father, her father Rav Shmuel, wanted to teach her about snus. He told her, Chinka Bela, come, I want to talk to you. That's her name. I want to tell you something. Was one a king, once a king, and he told his nation a certain obligation, don't do so and so. Right? Since the nation was very hard for them to keep what the king said, but the tzibu, the nation, was divided into two. Most of the nation that was embarrassed, he was embarrassed in doing this this obligation that he told them to do. And couldn't include himself in accepting the yoke of the king. Threw away completely the yoke. Nothing, didn't care. But a small part of the nation, sometimes they did it, sometimes they didn't do it. They did it quietly, they didn't, yeah. And when he did do it, when he fulfilled what the king said, he felt very embarrassed from those people who weren't, from those people which don't do at all what the king said. Who's worse now? Those which don't do at all what the king says, or those which they do, but they're embarrassed doing what the king said? So of course, those which do and are embarrassed are disgracing Hashem much more. Hashem sent to cover the hair. I'm embarrassed to that. So I'll cover it with a shaitel. It looks nicer. Right? Hashem Yerachem. Okay? So that's even worse. That's what he said. When he was asked, where's your source not to wear shaitels? He said, I'm a simple Yerushalmi Yid. But that says not to wear shaitels. We don't wear shaitels, I don't know anything.
Whose name is that?
Shmo Shapira.
What was their reason for not saying no?
It's not Sanua.
Doesn't it
attracts people to...
Yeah, what's the... It's like wearing tight clothing, but you're all the way, you're covered all the way. What's the point?
Because shaitels are nicer than their hair.
Most people...
That's the age of 15.
So why are they...
Even 20-year-olds, they have hair. My wife told me... She had friends, she grew up in Chabad. She had a friend who got married. And she sees him and says, you don't cover your hair? She said, oh no, it's a shade. I said, really? You don't see?
So why would they be embarrassed to do a
mitzvah? I don't ask why. I'm just telling you, you need to do mitzvahs with simcha.
Well, now that you're covering, especially in the States, looks weird.
In Chutzlaitz, huh? In certain areas, at least.
Yeah.
You live in New York. You live in New York. They know there's Jews around.
Still.
Yeah.
It's like why we're in a heap
basket
for some people to be
hard. Yeah, I don't know. We were in all over the world with my wife. Did even occur? Like, I always said this. My wife told us this guy, we were in Costa Rica. In Costa Rica, it's kind of hot. It's all year round. It's at least 30 degrees Celsius.
100.
About 100, right? And it's always 100% humidity. It's kind of uncomfortable. Similar to it's hotter than in Florida. It's a jungle. Yeah, it's a jungle, that's what it is. Kitsu, and my wife wears tzniut, long, and she wears a... So I remember one of the guys, the chiloni, he had my wife, lo chamlach, it was socks, she wearing socks. We wear sandals, without socks, no? And everything, long. But she told him what I heard it many times. She told him, in Gehenna Mitzhara. It hurt me a little bit uncomfortable here. Gehenna Mitzhara. They were there, everyone walks around naked, literally. I'm not, like, I don't want to describe here too much, but it's a beach. It's a beach. That's how it is.
But it's like
a lake. She was worried to go back to the UK because our chevra back in the UK don't wear a
head cover. Yeah.
So she was a bit nervous about how it was going to be. She came back and she told me that once she'd been there for 5 minutes, she realised that everybody else in the street was wearing such weird stuff, their hairstyles over here and pink hair and red hair, and she didn't, you know, she didn't stand out at all compared to everybody else was wearing. So.
I'm weird anyway.
Whatever you wear is good.
Like,
if you wear, it's already good.
In LA, everyone thinks that if you're religious, you wear a shekel. You're not religious, you don't wear any clothes, basically.
Yeah. So, Shem Erachim. Shmuel is very makpid also in the homes. He didn't invite a few couples of his children together. He never invited them. He invited them. So then the women ate in one room and the men ate in a different room. Never had them one table. One table? And Lois is silly. Well, you're allowed to look at your brother's sister, wife?
Symptoms?
Huh? What about family?
I got bar mitzvah.
Mixed? Of Shmuel? If you were alive and here and now, they'll drop dead again, like we said the other day. Shem Erachim. Yeah? There's a guy. Also, Shiduchim, when he got B'dichut Elyona, Shiduchim also, he went in very, very tense. What?
Did he himself, or is
he? He was tense. Huh?
What did you say?
Shmuel was very tense when his grandchildren were going to Shiduchim.
Yeah.
Right? They met twice before the vort. He said, twice? Twice before the vort? Why? What's wrong with them? Ah, it's a soup. Okay. Why? Listen to this. Why? What are your crazy stories?
Please.
There was once a bachur who was close to Shmuel, and he got engaged to some girl. And in that family, the minhag was the chassan comes one Shabbos to the kala's house. I don't know if he sleeps in the house, probably not. He sleeps by a neighbor, but he eats within the meals and everything. Yeah, so they invited him to come to Shabbos Chanukah. Right? To come to the meal. So he didn't know what to do. Because he said meeting between the vault and the wedding is asu. That's what he understood. That's what he learned. So he went to ask from Shmuel Shapira.
What's the vault?
The engagement party.
I mean, between the engagement and
between agreeing to be married and the wedding, you shouldn't meet. That's how it is in the Yerushalmim here. That's how it is. They meet sometimes at simchas when there's
how
a
long is that period? Is there a standard time?
Like, usually a year.
A year,
11 months, 10 months. That's how they do it here because they get engaged when they're 16 and 17. So what do they want to do?
Why can't they get married?
What?
Married.
He wants to sit on that a little bit. He just started yeshiva.
Then
have
to get married.
Have to get married, you have to worry for other things. That's how it is in Yerushalmi. It doesn't make a difference. That's how they do it. Anyways, Shmuel told Asur to meet between the engagement and the wedding. He told him, go to Meron, and whatever Hashem wants will be. So he went to Meron, didn't tell him anything. Went for Shabbos to Meron. This chasna. And he didn't tell the family the kala anything. They waited. Right? Everyone sent gifts to the kala, to the house, and everything. This family sent gifts. And he didn't come in. Anyways, the shidduch, of course, was called off.
Why did he get
in? I don't know why he didn't tell them. I have no idea. But anyways, that was the story. So Shmuel, when he told the chasna, told Shmuel, listen, you know, it was called off. So Shmuel told him simply, you did what you have to do. The results from Hashem. That's what he told him.
Did what?
You did what you had to do, and the results are from Hashem, not from you. Yeah, but sometimes with Shmuel, last thing. Sometimes with Shmuel was lenient also. There's once one of the couples he wanted to meet again the one of his grandchildren wanted to meet again the Kala once before they closed. So Shmuel said, sometimes before one, it's if they never met before, so fine, no, another meeting that they met. Sometimes he was lenient. So, anyways, very lenient, huh? How many